off your goddamn thing. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, folks, that's all the buzz we have for you today.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz did some research about Punta.
I did.
Yes, very significant research.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Punta and Buzz, what do we have there?
After all these years, I think what we've decided is Arnold was accidentally calling those women whores. Because in both Portuguese and in Spanish, Puta, P-U-T-A, means whore or tramp.
Uh-oh.
Tell them I like the nice Punta.
Yes, you are a bunch of whores.
And we do want to thank a loyal listener. Did anybody catch that cat's name?
Greg Underhill.
That's right.
Underhill
brought a book by.
He went and bought the Rich Eisen book. My God, what a waste of money. I hope he shoplifted it.
Thanks, Greg.
It's about 300 pages in very small print with no index.
No, there's so we can't find immediately where we are.
Give me a couple days. I'll scan through this
we'll
thing.
We'll find it.
Like on page 10, I thought this might be us, but it's not. It's blah, blah, blah. It's not just print and TV reporters wagging tons. Virtually every radio host in America depends upon the Super Bowl city. Every morning zoo has a producer roaming the floor of the center looking to cherry-pick guests. No one escapes the grasp of the morning zoo, including yours truly.
Yeah, because he's so important.
Right.
Because he's such a scary, important guy, Rich Eisen.
Yeah, he does write about us in this book, so thank you very much to that loyal listener. Yeah.
Very good.
We'll find it, and we've been immortalized, finally.
Cool.
Dick Eisen, we believe, is immortalized in his book.
Just the way we've always wanted to be.
And I'm going to immortalize him.
With a little mustache, perhaps?
Or? No, wrote fag on his forehead.
I see.
There he is.
He's running through the airport.
Looking like a tough guy.
Dick Eisen.
Tough guy, Rich Eisen.
Yeah, the whole deal with him is that we had him on our show for a whole year, doing football stuff on Fridays.
When he wasn't that big a player at that particular
time. Yeah, it was when the NFL Network was first signing on.
And he just jumped from ESPN to the NFL Network.
And we would rearrange the schedule on Friday, and he'd say, guys, I got to be done by 5:30 because I'm interviewing Marshall Faulk. We would move everything around, and then he'd say, guys, I've only got 3 minutes today. I've only got 2 minutes today.
I have a very small window, and you have to be on with me at a very specific time.
Mm-hmm. And we thought, you know, buyer beware, we thought that we were getting the glib, sarcastic, funny guy from ESPN. Instead, we got just an ass kiss.
And the NFL shill.
Yeah, for the NFL Network. Mm-hmm. So during the Super Bowl, 4 years ago, maybe whatever, he scheduled finally to do a phoner with us that we've paid him for, incidentally.
Right.
Okay, that's an important fact.
Very exciting.
We're paying him to be on the show. Mm-hmm. So he dicks us around. The first day he's too busy. Second day he's too busy. Third day, he finally calls and he says he's got time, and we left him on hold. we kept coming back to him on the air and saying, Rich, can you hold on? We're getting set. We'll
because
be right.
We were frustrated because there were so many times we said we were coming to him where he would go elsewhere, and finally we decided to reverse it a little bit, and it was perfect us. It was purely petty.
And the reason that you were pissed off from the word go is, remember, he was taking time away from his lunch with his parents. He was in a restaurant, and you were not happy about that.
And then he wasn't happy about that.
He was
either.
Very upset. No. Then he sent me an angry email. I still have that email, as a matter of fact. You know, you guys are losers. Forget you ever knew my name. Forget my phone number.
Yeah, forget my phone number.
Forget my email. Anyway, that's the story, and it's somewhere in this goddamn book.
And damn it, we're going to find it.
Sure will.
Good. That
bald bastard. Not like you, Buzz.
Thank
not
you.
Not all hairy like you.
No, I'm
the oldest man in the world.
Covered head to toe in hair.
Not you're bald.
Like, you are like a human scrotum chia pet.
Really? That's a compliment, I think.
Of course it is.
Well, a generous comment from a generous scrotum. Hi,
he has more than enough hair down there.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Why do bad things happen to good people?
Tell me.
Rodney King, whose video beating by police set off riots, has been shot in the face. King was standing on a street corner last night when he was shot in the arm and the face. The injuries are not life-threatening.
Man, that's lucky when you get shot in the face and it's not life-threatening.
And Henry Hyde, who railed against a woman's right to choose and for the impeachment of Bill Clinton, has been taken from us too soon after just 16 short terms in Congress. The former Illinois lawmaker was 83.
Safe home. Say hi to Sean.
Safe home, Henry.
Safe home, Ari Hyde.
I'm not saying American Idol is dying, but with the writer's strike, in fact, we may all be very grateful for its return in January, but the star-making ability of the show may be fading. Jordan Sparks has just barely crept into the Billboard top 10. Compare that to Kelly Clarkson, who opened at number one in 2003, or Reuben Studdard, who entered the charts at number one. Fantasia opened at number eight, but Carrie Underwood opened in the number two spot. Even Taylor Hicks debuted.
Hey, I don't believe she does that.
Oh, that's right.
All-American girl.
She does not open in the number two spot.
The number two spot is Britney, I forgot.
I love that deep cut on her album, It's Just Chocolate.
Hey, what about Tony Romo, though? I mean, he's been linked with Carrie Underwood.
Sure.
He's been linked with Britney Spears.
Jessica Simpson.
Now he's linked with Jessica Simpson.
Right.
God, wouldn't you love to just be his right hand?
Oh, that's why he's always smiling, isn't he? I mean, you ever see him even, tense game? He's never. Always grinning. He grins more than any other quarterback.
He's relaxed happy. And centered.
Sure.
He's going to get laid.
Even Taylor Hicks debuted at number two. Josh Groban's new Christmas album, meanwhile, opened at number one this week, thanks to some help.
Not a big Josh Groban fan, Buzz.
A lot of people aren't, but he's doing very well, especially this year, thanks to some help from Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, she's a kingmaker.
He's the Dane Cook of music.
I agree. That's well put. In other music news, the Broadway stagehand strike is over, making ticket holders unexpectedly break into
song. Thank God all the shows are not going to be dark anymore. I'm excited.
So's Rob. Stand in the place where you live, and you're more likely to lose weight than if you're sitting all the time.
Hold on, man. I was just jamming on that REM tune you threw out there.
Right.
Stand in the place where you live.
Turns out it's good health advice. Standing, you're more likely to lose weight than if you're sitting.
That's BS.
New research, Mike.
That is total crap.
No, we got fresh research that says the fact that we spend so much time sitting has a lot to do with why we are, as a nation, are so fat. The scientists say that when we're sitting, our bodies stop producing a fat-burning enzyme. Stand.
What are you trying to do?
And the enzyme production starts up again.
You're sitting right now.
I am.
You?
I am, as a matter of
Don't you
fact.
Sit during the most of the broadcast?
A lot of the time, yes. Mm-hmm. I stand some.
Stand. Stand in the place where you live.
Mm-hmm. Stand and deliver. Stand by me.
Losing my religion. Sure, boy.
All right, continue, Buzz.
All right, we'll all stand. Stand.
Everybody gonna stand now?
The enzyme production starts up again right now. Just when you stood up, you started making enzymes again.
How you feel?
Fat burning.
A little
enzyme.
Dizzy.
Of course.
A little lightheaded right now.
Take a load off. Rob's standing now as well.
Well, just ask Mike if you're going to stand. Can I use your chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll stand for the rest of the show.
You're slimmer already.
I love this chair.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Standing uses the biggest muscles in our body, our leg muscles. Your thigh muscle burns many more calories than, say, the muscle in your forearm.
What are you doing?
I'm leaning now.
Leaning against the wall. I think that partly defeats the purpose.
Well, no, I'm standing. I'm on my feet.
Well, wait, there's more. Just moving around a bit, puttering, as some people call it, increases the production of the fat-burning enzymes even more. And again,
I'm sorry, that hit my head.
What did you do?
It hit the speaker that we have in here that's ill-placed.
This
hit me in the head.
This is such a great chair.
It is a good chair.
Ah.
I'm moving. I'm puttering now.
Again, burns even more calories if you move around a bit.
All right.
The study
Watch
says
out for the speaker.
Even regular workouts, even if you work out regularly, those workouts are not as effective if you spend the rest of your day sitting down.
I think you've worked out enough.
I agree. Give me the chair back, please.
Wait a second.
No, give me the chair.
No backseats.
I need the chair.
All right, watch the speaker.
Thank
you.
Take a load off, Mike.
No backseats.
You old queen.
No backseats.
No backseats.
I called that.
No backseats.
No backseats.
Let's do an improv.
Who the F says that? Rob Spiewak does.
Are you comfy?
No backseats.
No backseats.
That is too good.
The good news is that the percentage of clinically obese people in this country seems to have leveled off for the first time in 25 years.
Friendship, Brad, no backseas.
We're just not trying hard enough.
Rob Spiewak.
Of course, 72 million of us still qualify in the minds of doctors as
Rob
obese.
Rob Spiewak.
That's what the doctor's going to say at the end of your procedure. No backseas.
This makes more than a third of all Americans obese. This is leveling off, though. That's good, right? Quoting a health researcher...
Why?
Until the numbers go the other direction, I don't think we can consider this a success.
That was funny.
Is that a third by weight?
Technically, I am not sitting. Technically, I am reclining.
Oh, that's got to be better.
I believe in some way you're exercising your calves at least.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I do the whole time. I'm doing pregnancy exercise?
Kegel. Kegel exercise?
Kegel. I Kegel during the entire show, sometimes more than other times.
You Kegel too much and you're going to go poopy in your pantsy.
Kegel time. No backsies. In the end, it may be up to the women. The research shows women to be slightly ahead of the curve on weight trends. As women gained, men gained. Now, as women stopped gaining, men have stopped gaining. By the way, a group of health experts this evening is calling on the FDA to regulate salt. These doctors say salt can no longer be considered generally safe.
Hey, girls, I got something salty for you.
You want it now?
Time. Who wants to lick some salt, Peter?
The great salt lick.
Time to open Derek Zoolander's school for kids who don't read good. When we continue.
Great. Get that tape, please. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
I was just looking at the internet.
It's lovely new service, isn't it?
I was looking at the DCR TV to see if that guy had picked out some of the hints you threw out there today.
Yes.
Not yet,
mm-hmm.
But this is interesting here in D.C. The November rating sweeps are over. The TV rating sweeps are over.
Yeah. Right.
Which is why, for instance, you might wonder, like last night, why'd they do the Grinch Christmas last night? Christmas is a month away.
The original
why'd
one.
They do the new Shrek right. HD yeah. Christmas last night? Well, because last night is the last night of sweeps.
That's why they wanted to cram it in there.
So they don't care about what happens on TV now because mm-hmm. the ratings are over.
Right.
And here on the site, DCR TV, it says Channel 4, mm-hmm. the NBC station here, mm-hmm. which has been killing at the 11 o'clock newscast for how many years? Seriously.
Forever.
Like 10 years?
It's the Vance factor.
They got beat this time by Channel 7.
Mm. Channel 7?
Yep.
Wow.
ABC 7 is up 38%,
wow.
And NBC 4 is down 37%. Now, if I was NBC, if I was WRC,
the local.
My spin would be, mm-hmm. hey, NBC's programming mm-hmm. sucks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what this guy put on his website?
What?
DCR TV hears that Channel 4 is claiming Channel 7 won in the ratings only because Channel 7 was doing a Hannah Montana ticket giveaway. Now, seriously.
That's it? That's what they're claiming?
That's it. So that's why the station that's been winning in the ratings for 10 years, uh-huh. gets beaten because the other station is giving away Hannah Montana tickets?
It's the HM factor.
They're very hot.
You can't ignore it.
That we're going to have a huge December. We got a pair to give away, too, if only Rene Poussant will endorse our giveaway.
You know, at the doctor's office today, I was accosted by one of the ladies.
Yeah, I've been asked.
Requesting Hannah Montana tickets. Oh. That is the third time mm-hmm. I've been asked for Hannah Montana.
Well, we're giving them away next week, so our ratings should go up 36%.
I can't wait.
Cool. Our ratings sweeps.
It'll be just like the George Lopez movie.
Anyway, what?
The George Lopez movie. Your ratings will go up in one night.
Oh, like the bleacher bum.
Exactly.
The bleacher bum.
You remember.
Sure.
The bum.
Kind of.
The fourth graders in Latvia.
And that's not good. That's not good for morale at Channel 4.
No,
you know when you've been the biggest, mm-hmm. strongest, and you get beat one time by the little guy, you don't say, well, it's because they were giving away tickets to a teenage girl concert.
They will be back, and they will be back quickly because none of those other stations has Bob Ryan.
That's right,
the Bob Ryan factor.
You know what it is, truly. What? You know what it is. That loss of audience for Channel 4 at 11 o'clock.
What?
George Michael.
Yeah, baby. That's exactly
not
what
there.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. It's not Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old orange feeble horse riding George Michael.
George Michael, Chicago.
That's the one.
But Bob Ryan, never a gray hair. Never a gray hair.
Golden shovel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, make sure you predict when we're going to get our first measurable snowfall. I'll come to your house and shovel you out.
That's right. Well, that's what George is doing now out on his ranch.
But I can just hit you in the head with a shovel, Bob Ryan.
And incidentally, if you ever do have the pleasure of watching local Channel 4 weatherman Bob Ryan, just to pick up on Ryan speak. I mean, if you transcribed uh-huh. what he said, the way he puts his words together.
Conjurer.
He's got his own language.
Didn't we decide he never finishes a sentence?
Right.
Speaking of George Lopez.
These numbers can't be right. I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did.
And the suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns drive time. So here's the deal, Hank. Either you go back to your nasty old self, or you're going to Midnight's. What's it going to be?
I can't, Kevin. Not now.
Midnight's, Hank. Midnight's.
Sorry.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
Some of the conversations I've had today. Not Midnight's. Are you kidding me?
Hey, it's so funny because, I mean, we can't explain it to you, but radio ratings work nothing like TV ratings.
They're not instantaneous.
You don't get overnight ratings. It's not modern by any stretch of the imagination.
For example, the ratings that we will get next time are from 1994.
Yeah,
right. We're very excited.
And we were good back then.
Oh man, we were rocking. I can't wait to see them.
Those numbers should be great. Mm-hmm. Or Channel 4. Well, we got beat by Hannah Montana.
Hannah effing Montana.
So that's all. Now, what were they doing on Channel 7? Were they saying, good evening, I'm Gordon Peterson. Tonight's top story, 10 more people are dead in Iraq. But first,
here's some tickets.
Jesus.
What's the world coming to?
Our savior. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
The sexiest sportscaster in America now, though, is ESPN's Aaron Andrews. So say the visitors to Playboy's online poll. 29-year-old Aaron is a sideline reporter for ESPN's college football, college basketball, and baseball coverage. Before that, she was on the dance team at the University of Florida.
They're wrong. They're wrong once again. They're always wrong. Jeannie Zalasco.
She was on the list. She was one of the nominees but didn't win.
I would nev her with your D.
Or her D.
In second place, Lindsay Soto, who works for Fox Sports Net West. And in third place,
George Michael.
My favorite, Krista Voda, a NASCAR reporter for Fox and for the Speed Network.
Where was Andrea Kramer on the list?
I don't believe she was on the list.
Hey. She's not a Muppet like Susie Culber.
Susie Culber, hey, she got Joe Namath going, didn't she?
Yeah.
She got Joe Namath going.
He was
going,
so drunk.
I want to kiss you.
Yeah! What does he say? What,
struggling.
Struggling.
I don't care if he's been struggling. And I want to kiss you.
And as long as we're talking about ESPN chicks, old Linda Cohen. Someone take that horse face and put her on ESPN radio.
You know, if you want to talk about hot women on ESPN, though, I like Bob Lee. Did I get the name right?
You want to check out a regular looking woman, a very competent reporter, Michelle Tafoya.
Oh, yeah.
From Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my complaint about her physically. She's not really beautiful. She's very competent. She has hands that appear to be the hands of a longshoreman.
Now, how can you see them? Does she do a tight shot?
I have high def.
Right.
And she holds the microphone. And you see this really nicely made-up soccer mom.
That reminds me of a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, man hands.
She's got man hands.
Sure. She wears no color on her nails.
No nail polish at all.
She doesn't do the French manicure or anything. Right. Uh-huh. And if she had the age spots, they could be John Madden's hands.
Man hands funny. Man hands equal funny. Man hands are great, and also woman hands on a man. Exactly. I'd like to say hi to the owner of the Washington Redskins. Hi, Danny.
This was Playboy's first sexiest sportscaster poll in 7 years, the last winner being Jill Arrington, who's no longer even in broadcasting. Your CSI toys are...
And you know, have we mentioned they brought Jillian Barbary back on that Fox show? And
they
like totally waste her now because they don't want to exploit her as a sex object.
But so, it's hard when she dresses and behaves the way she does.
She comes out dressed like a slut, and what they say is, here she is, the brand new mother. You know, as if to say, she's legitimized.
Yeah, but she's still got that the effects of that pregnancy.
Oh, she does.
She really does.
Mommy boobies. Mm-hmm.
Fun with cameras when we continue.
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the aroma of love.
Yeah, baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
You never mentioned that story, did you?
No, I didn't. We ran out of time.
Well, what is that story? Go ahead.
Let's see. It had to do with the literacy. The United States now ranks fourth in the world behind Russia, Latvia, and several other countries you wouldn't expect.
That ain't good.
You don't have education, and you can't hardly get a job.
That's the bottom line.
All right.
And finally, fun with cameras. That mysterious blue ghost spotted recently at a gas station in Indiana. Do you remember this?
Yep,
I do.
Yep.
Well, it turns out it was apparently just a bug on the lens of the security camera.
No.
You can find this demonstrated on YouTube.
Oh, God.
Turns out the witnesses who saw the ghost only saw it on the security monitor. Sorry, ghost lovers. A Tennessee man is about to lose his rifle and have to pay a $50 fine after shooting out a red light camera. The funny part is officials checked, and this guy's never been nailed by that camera. And in Maricopa County, Arizona, the sheriff's office is looking for the perv who posted 30 videos of himself on the internet, videos of him pleasuring himself in various department stores.
Oh, my.
Sometimes while standing right behind unsuspecting elderly shoppers.
That sounds like a radio contest.
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No! Let's go. Let's go Packers.
Go Packers.
See you tomorrow, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good luck to the Pack.
Good day to you, Curly.
Good day to you, sir.
Head.
I know what Brett Favre will say tonight.
What?
No backsies.
You old queen.
This is the Don and Mike Show.